USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors charged two men involved in ex-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's Turkish lobbying. The two associates were charged with covertly and unlawfully trying to influence U.S. politicians and extradite a Turkish cleric from the United States. The men were also charged with conspiracy to act as agents of a foreign government, and one of the men was charged with three counts of lying to federal agents. Former FBI Director James Comey is back on Capitol Hill testifying. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina tells Fox News he's looking to see if the former FBI director lied to the committee.
He indicated, seemed to indicate the other day that he wasn't aware of that until he read reports long after he was gone. I find that very hard to substantiate based on other evidence.
Senators on Capitol Hill are taking up a criminal justice reform bill this week. The bill is bipartisan. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline is down again this week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average is now at $2.36 a gallon. Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com describes as an early Christmas present for motorists.
If you look at it compared to this time last week when we were paying $2.42 a gallon, we're down almost 6 cents on that front. And the news is even better. If you look at where we were, say, a month ago, we're down almost 28 cents a gallon, which puts us well over the fact that this time last year, average cost of fill up here in America was about 7 cents more expensive.
Police in Colorado spent the weekend searching for Kelsey Barrett, who went missing on Thanksgiving Day. Now, they were searching the 35-acre property owned by her fiancé, but they did not find her. They also brought in a backhoe to assist in the search. Now, she was last seen in public at a Safeway on November 22nd, and her fiancé was the last known person to see her when he picked up their one-year-old daughter earlier that morning. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A new survey found that teen vaping is on the rise while alcohol and opioid abuse continue to decline. The survey did lump together e-cigarettes, hookah, or similar devices and found that it is the second most common form of substance abuse behind drinking alcohol. Dr. Wilson Compton of the National Institute on Drug Abuse tells NBC News that this survey even has medical providers shocked.
We're really astounded by how popular this has become.
Tragedy strikes a Christmas party in Georgia where family members are posing for pictures outside on a deck. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
A Christmas party nightmare in Rockdale County, Georgia. Family members head outside on their deck to pose for pictures when suddenly the wood structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. I just blacked out.
15 people ranging in age from 19 to 70 standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister, her foot sticking out her boot. But I'm the only one that didn't get injured because I think I fell on two people that saved me from getting injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point where moving their cars and helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is. And they even got a helicopter lift on it. So that was crazy.
Two people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.